Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm excited about our good friend Leo Haviland being back on the show. Hey, Leo has become a great member of our Brain Trust. He's a Wall Street analyst. He is formerly worked for Goldman Sachs, also Sempra Energy Trading. So he's been around a long time analyzing the financial world that you and I need to know more about. He's the author of Words on the Street, Language and the American Dream on Wall Street. He's our good friend, Leo Haviland. Welcome back.
Thanks very much, Jim. It's an honor to be on your show.
Good to have you back. So U.S. Treasuries is in the news these days. You've written essays on this. You've been tracking this more than anybody I know. And I don't know anybody who can help a regular person on Main Street understand the dynamics of what's going on right now with U.S. Treasuries. Tell us about it.
For almost the past 2 years, Jim, foreign official institutions, let's call them central banks or those akin to them, have been substantial net sellers of United States Treasury notes and bonds.
Why?
And one argument could be that they're tired of low U.S. interest rates.
Right.
I don't know that that could entirely be it, because there are, say, low interest rates in other key government bonds
right
around the world, including negative ones. My intuition says part of it derives from a view that interest rates in general are going to be going up.
Uh-huh.
Also, it may indicate a lack of long-run trust in the U.S. economy.
But isn't the U.S. Isn't all things American a more safe harbor now than any place else?
Arguably,
isn't that an argument?
Yes, at least it was until the recent changing of the guard with the current presidential.
Oh, election. Really? Interesting. So you believe that the safe harbor illusion, I'll use that example, that word, is the bloom's going to be off that rose a little bit now with around the world with the new president elect.
Yes, it to some extent, one has to underline that the political divisions in the United States have not disappeared.
Right.
You can choose the dimensions of them.
Not a lot of kumbaya being sung these days, right?
No, you're absolutely right. Also, if the victory of Trump and, say, other anti-establishment persons and the Brexit vote are an indication,
mm-hmm,
what does change mean for the marketplaces? And if one looks at change in the context of very long-run trends and recognizing they may not be immediate, first, that argues for higher interest rates.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, please, go ahead.
No, go ahead. You have your list. Go ahead.
Second, although the dollar has strengthened some in the wake of Trump's victory, one could look at reasons for change given the massive budget deficits that are going to be run here, assuming his various tax and infrastructure plans get passed.
Yeah.
And third, although there's optimism on the U.S. Maybe having many of its firms increase or improve their corporate earnings, change in that regard, particularly in an environment where rates go up and the dollars become or remains very strong, could turn out to surprise many people.
Right. Could number four just be that they want to get liquid?
Yes.
I mean, yes. I mean, why wouldn't that be? Why wouldn't that be number one?
Well, the challenge, though, is that they've been doing this for a couple of years, and it contrasts with the behavior of the private sector.
But if they've been doing it for 2 years, then that would kind of minimize the Trump effect.
It would in the short run, but if you figure these individual banks and central banks overseas are selling, that means new supply net, and they still have massive quantities, several trillion dollars. Selling a couple hundred billion is no big deal, and admittedly, it's not all because of Trump. It's gone on for a couple of years.
Well, we're going to take a quick break. LeoHaviland.com, is that right?
Yes.
So check out the website, folks. When we come back, I'm going to talk a little bit more about this, and then I want to ask Leo about the Trans-Pacific Trade Pact that's in the news these days.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.